We're getting wax nostalgic tonight, next on Live Free and Ham. Hello and welcome to Live Free and Ham Podcast. This is our weekly show where we discuss ham radio topics in New Hampshire, New England, and beyond, and Florida too as well. Or I should say Florida. We're thrilled to have you here. So whether you're a regular listener or you're tuning in for the first time tonight, we appreciate you and thanks again for joining tonight's episode. All right, so let's get into our show. I'm your host, Eric, call sign N1JUR, and I'm with my co-hosts.
It's Paul, N1OG.
And the general, W1STJ.
And who left the door open, wide open? Our DEI hire, I think, is what we call him now.
Oh, God.
He hasn't left since last night.
Yeah.
He's been here. He's like, it's over now?
Sitting here less since last night. Good evening, good morning, good afternoon, wherever you are. This is November 3, Mike Foxtrot Lehman. The Tortoise Overland.
The tortoise.
Yeah, I woke him up. He was napping on his couch.
I actually was, and he played some music, and I came right up. I thought there was some freaking World War II movie popping on my computer.
He was shouting his score numbers. Five. I gave him five. Yes. Funny. Well, very cool. Well, thank you again for hanging out with us tonight, Tortoise. As always, let's get into some of our usual information. If you want to become part of the Live Free and Ham community, and we encourage you to come hang out with us, you can connect us with several different ways. You can obviously head over to our Discord, visit us at livefreeandham.com, and check out the Discord link, or it's on all of our show notes and descriptions. You can always leave us a voicemail. If you've got a question, maybe you're racking your brain, you need some help, you can always pick up the phone and call 978-233-1142. And remember, you can call us for a good time. We'll guarantee that. And as always, if you're so compelled, you want to do it over RF because you're one of those purists. Well, hey, we have a Live Free and Ham All-Star Hub, and that number is 580-871. So come on by and hang out and say hello. And we will love to connect up with you, not hang up on you. That's the wrong way to go about doing that. And lastly, you can visit our storefront at livefreeandham.com/shop or become one of our Patreon members. And again, all of our Patreon members get total access to all of our episodes before they're released, discounts on the free merch, sticker packs, private member streams, and a whole lot more. So if you want to do that, you can always use the Patreon link on our website and come be part of that. And as we always like to wrap this section up, and why you want to be a Patreon member?
You can join for as little as $3 a month. It's not a big expense.
All right. Yes, Bob is correct. And he is in the chat tonight, so he's representing as well, making sure that we are doing our due diligence to enlist you as a Patreon member in the future. So with that, we're going to roll in. We have no mailbags came in for us, although do we have any win links there, OG?
Negative, win link is empty.
Wow. I was going to send them through Telnet real fast, but.
Well, then did not move quick enough there. So at that point, we've got no win links, no mailbag today. So we are just going to roll into our usual segment. Wrong button.
It's everyone's favorite segment.
And now, a little something extra with Todd, W1STJ.
Still the general.
All right, man. I just take the controls away from me, my friends. And I'm not even intoxicated. All right, so with this is where we help Todd study for his extra class license. Although we're really reframing this as we're helping you study, or Todd is helping you study for your technician general extra class licenses, and hopefully moving you forward to be able to get your license and get on the air. So each episode, we always pick three questions from that extra class question pool and test his knowledge, hoping he gets his upgrade. If you'd like to follow along, visit us at hamstudy.org, and it's an awesome resource, helps you prepare for your test, and is recommended by 4 out of 4 volunteer examiners. So without any further delay, over to you, Mr. OG. Take it away.
All right. Well, Todd, in the Christmas spirit, I'm cutting you a break this week. This week, you get general exam question.
Dude, come on.
And so the first question comes from sub-element number one.
Yeah.
And the question is, on which HF and or MF and mature bands are there portions where general class licensees cannot transmit? Is it A, 80 meters, 20 meters, 15 and 10? B, 80 meters, 40 meters, 20 and 15? C, 160 meters, 60 meters, 15 and 12? Or is it D, 60 meters, 30 meters, 17 and 12?
All right. I know this one. I should know this one.
All right. You should.
All right. So
I don't.
So I'm going to say, for starters, 30 meters, everyone can go on. And I know 10 meters, everyone can go on. I have no freaking idea. 12. I'm going to go with B.
80. 40.
So basically the question is saying portions of the 80 meter ham radio bands that general license aren't privileged to because it's like the extra portion, right? Like, what is MF? I don't even know what MF stands for.
Medium.
Is
that medium frequency.
What the hell is a medium frequency?
Oh, it's on your general test, but yes. Medium frequencies are the 15, 17.
Yeah, wow. Stupid question, because no one uses that. It's all HF, but all right,
no,
whatever.
It's not all HF.
Yeah, it's VHF, UHF, HF.
You're talking to a commercial radio guy here now.
Listen, when have you heard a ham radio say, oh, I'm on the MF band? Never.
I will next week.
Just because hams don't say it doesn't mean that it's not accurate.
You're right, which is a useless question, but I'm going to go with B.
I'm going to say A. Yeah, I mean, portions. I think it's,
I don't even know 160. I've never even looked at 160.
Yeah, A looks about right. The problem is, like, they can't be the way they word the question.
It cannot be A.
It is A.
All right.
10 meters has, you can use, everyone can use the 10 meter band.
Negative.
The general and extra. It's all,
You can't use the full 10 meter band.
On 10 meters? Portion.
Yeah, as a general class. Hit the button.
Which is why most parks on the air activations on 10 meters stay in the general and technician portion.
Yep.
Well, that's why I said B.
But that's all right.
I said
B. So Todd says B.
Don't fuck with me. I'm right. Fuck you guys.
Go on, man. Trust your instincts, Obi-Wan.
Well, look at 80-20.
So you were right, dude. Stop doubting yourself. Just do it.
Yeah, you guys are trying to screw me up.
No, the question is, they use the words like portion, distractors.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking stupid.
Only the extra class is permitted to transmit on the entirety of the HF and or MF 80 meter 40, 20 and 15 band. An easy way to remember this is to start at 80 and divide it by 2 to get 40, and then again to get 20.
Why did
the answer will always be in this order, so you'll be able to pick it out easily.
Sure, do more math after you're scaring the crap out of them already when they're trying to figure out simple, like, I over E.
All right.
Dude, why are you giving me these general class things?
Because a boost. Make it easy.
It's not easy.
You're doing fine, dude. You got one for one.
Listen, you have done nothing but complain about the extra class question pool all year.
Because it sucks.
Now we can do the general.
Trying to do you a favor here.
It's not going to help me get my extra.
Well, right? You said you didn't want to. So we're helping others. Remember, this is the new way.
All right. Question number two.
Somebody get that 80 meter ramp button.
On which of the following frequencies are general class licensees prohibited from operating as a control operator?
B.
Is it A? All of these choices are correct.
Well, probably that one.
B, 7, 6.125 megahertz to 7.175 megahertz. C, 21.275 megahertz to 21.300 megahertz. D, 2800 megahertz to 28.025 megahertz.
Yeah, I don't think it's A there, Todd.
It's not A.
Yeah, you were definitely right.
B.
Yeah?
Wait.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, it's B.
It's B.
Yeah, I'd agree. Okay. I'm right.
Yeah. The button. It's B. Damn, man. Trying to get the confidence level up here.
you said, I don't think you're right.
No, I said, I think you're right. Did I not say that?
I said, I don't think you're right.
No, I think you're right. It's not all the above.
Negative Nancy.
Look at that. As an active general, I seem to know some of these questions, huh?
Good. Finally.
What a surprise. So to explain for those that may not have their general class license, you are only allowed to operate in frequency spaces where your operation class allows you to do so. In the 40-meter band, the general class license allows transmission for voice between 7.175 and 7.300, but not between 7.125 and 7.175. However, both are allowed spaces for advanced and extra class operators. 2800 megahertz to 28.025 and 21.275 to 21.300 megahertz are both allowed spaces to transmit on with a general class license.
Two for two. Woohoo.
I got to get
this. All right. Don't blow it. For the third and final softball question of the night.
Hopefully.
What effect can strong signals from nearby transmitters have on an antenna analyzer? Is it A, generation of harmonics which interfere with frequency readings? B, desensitization which can cause intermodulation products which interfere with impedance readings? C, all of these choices are correct. Or is it D, received power that interferes with SWR reading?
I think this is an all the above.
Yeah, that's what I think too.
Play that funky music.
I can see something that with each one of those, yes.
Yeah, it's gotta be C.
Right, and so final answer C.
Oh!
Man.
Was it D? Or yeah,
it is.
D. bummer.
Yes, receive right. power that interferes with SWR reading.
That was a bummer. Oh well, dude, that ain't bad.
2 out of 3 ain't bad.
All right, well. Wonderful. That was, you know,
good.
It's okay, Todd. You are still a general. You are still a general.
Don't let him back in.
How did he get dropped off?
Oh, they brought him back.
Damn seed. All right. Well, you know, if you're like Todd, you know, and you're having fun with this, then that's awesome. But at the same time, you know, you can continue to use hamstudy.org as your resource to study for your next test. And so whether you're doing your general, extra class, or, you know, general or extra class license, then Ham Study is an awesome resource for that. So, hey, if you maybe upgraded your ticket, and I know we have a 2, I'll throw those over to N10G in a second. Yeah, you know, we want to help, you know, celebrate and promote. Yeah, so definitely send us an email at liftfreeandham@gmail.com, and we'll mention you on the next show. But we do have 2 new technicians, actually, as of today, right?
Well, they passed their technician test today, so they won't get call signs till probably Tuesday or Wednesday.
Okay.
We did our first Granite State Amateur Radio Association remote testing session today. We had 2 candidates. One of them was a 12-year-old young man, and the other was a grown adult with more toys than any person I have ever seen in my life. His toy collection was very impressive. But so congratulations to both of them. I look forward to hopefully catching them on the air.
Were they?
No, brother? No.
Nope. Now, if that 12-year-old gets his extra before me, I'm quitting ham radio.
Please don't.
Done.
Just to throw this out there, Todd, there are several 12-year-olds that have gotten their extra.
I met the kid at Nearfest that was like, what was he, 10? And outdid his dad. His dad was a general and he passed him.
Yep. Yeah, right?
Yep. Happens, man. But hey. You know, hey, just because you know this, to study the book level, you know,
disabilities, aren't you supposed to get like special help or something? AIDS. So I have learning disability. I suck at
special help and AIDS.
I don't know. Yeah,
like when you're a special ed, don't you get like IEPs and stuff and you have to have things. So I just want to have my phone next to me so I can look shit up. Because that's what we do in 2025 when we don't know the answer. We just look it up.
It's called a piece of paper and a pencil.
Todd needs somebody to sit there and read the question to him.
Yep.
And give him the answers just like I do.
Just so he could pass. Is there an honorary extra? Maybe like, you know, how they give like those honorary degrees when they do, you know, summa cum laude.
If you go through the abuse I do for 2 years, then they should just automatically just give it to you.
Some of that is inflicted by yourself, my friend. I can't tell you that we dole it all out. But
so what Eric is saying, and Todd would be W1STJ/BS.
Yes, that we could get into these unique call signs.
I can't believe there is a W5 ASS and we have a W1 ASS.
There's three out of four. They're all out there. They're all out there. You look them all up. You can get one through nine
ASS too.
Yep. Somebody scooped him up.
I want to be alpha one alpha.
You can't have alpha one alpha alpha because that's already taken.
Is it? I would assume so.
There is no W3 ASS.
Oh, there isn't? I thought it was. Oh, wow. Okay. Well, you got to change the call sign, Todd. Yeah. All right. Well, enough of the testing there. We'll put that aside and move on. So in our usual format, we love to get into our Ham Radio Week. So we're going to throw it over to Tortoise first since he's a lovely guest here. How's your Ham Radio Week, buddy? What's been going on?
Oh, dude, it's been killer. I got an antenna up. Was that yesterday? Yeah, it was yesterday. Beautiful, gorgeous day the last 2 days. Got me a nice Reliance base camp. Base camp up, and I've been running on it for the last 2 days, and seems it would be working very, very well. A lot better than some of the commercial ones there. So, but it's a quiet week. Working at a McKesson, if you're familiar with medical products, a McKesson's distribution facility, and always playing radio, whether I'm at work or at home. So, got soaked to the bone on Friday. That was fun. But it's been an awesome week. How about you there, Todd?
Well, not really much ham radio stuff. Talked to Eric a little bit. And we did the, what are you looking at like that? I haven't done any, no, him.
Oh,
no, me.
Looks like he's taking a shit or something. What's he doing?
No, you just come in like, well, you know,
yeah, it's just, I haven't gotten, I've been wanting to do a POTA. I'm having like POTA withdrawals because I keep seeing and hearing the POTA King out there twice a day, cranking out contacts. And I just get,
oh God, twice very, a day.
I get very jealous and I get very pissed off because I'm sitting at work doing some bullshit thing I don't want to be doing. I just wish
most of that is FT8 when he's sitting on this toilet.
No, dude,
no, we're not talking Eric. About. I'm talking Keith.
Yeah.
No, oh, I'm talking about
Keith, not me, well,
I'm
dude.
I'm talking about Eric. Dude,
and no, I am not on my toilet playing FT8. It's a good idea, though.
But yeah, so I haven't been going out, but I am going to be heading out to see my brother-in-law in California. So I'm bringing my gear, and I got 5 days out there, and I'm sure I'll just get up bright and early and go activate some parks. He lives right below. He lives in a town called Chico, which is below Paradise where the fires were a couple years ago.
Or yeah.
10 years ago or however long.
This is the same person, the same family member you went out to last time when we you had the...
No, that was my brother in Southern California. This is like so Northern
stay away
California.
From him then.
Yeah. So I'll be in Northern California. Like, it's like 3 hours east of San Francisco.
Just be careful of all the flooding and the rains that are coming to California this week.
Yeah, well, I think
you bring your water wings with you.
I haven't even looked to see what parks are out there, so I gotta do that. But that'll be cool because I'll be able to go out there and work. And I rented a Tesla, so I'm kind of psyched about that.
You can just plug right in the Tesla and tune it up,
dude. I'll tell you, I mean, I would never buy one, especially like living here in the Northeast, because the batteries just fucking die or whatever. But a Tesla, I'll tell you, the technology in a Tesla is just freaking phenomenal. The shit that it does is just awesome. Like, you don't need a brake. It'll brake for you. And now he's released the, and hopefully he'll still have it when I get the car, but fully automatic car. So I'm going to be able to drive 3 hours and just let it do itself. It's going
to
be awesome.
You still have to touch the steering wheel.
You do have to open the door to get into it, though.
Yeah. No, that, I'll tell you right now. Have you guys ever driven a Tesla?
Not once. I got in one of the Gullwing ones.
I'm going to tell you something. There is not a vehicle in this on this earth that accelerates faster than that. No motorcycle. I'm telling you, dude. The thing goes 0 to 60 in less than 3 seconds, and then it goes 60 to 100 in less than 3 seconds. It's insane.
Where around here do you get a chance to do that outside of on a track?
Well, no, I'm just saying, like, I was in Southern California and I floor it, and like, you literally are stuck to the seat and you're doing 60 miles an hour in like 2 point something seconds. And then next thing you know, you're just cruising, you floor it again, and you take off just like you were from standing still. It's insane.
Oh, dude, trust me. It's all torque. I mean, there's no delay.
Yeah, exactly. I don't know what the fastest it'll go, but the torque is, there's nothing. Because I used to think like my motorcycles were fast with like the speed.
Well, it's what I call, like, you know, when we were kids, we played with RCs and we always dreamed that we would be able to get in the seat of one. That's pretty much what you're doing.
Yeah, it's like a full size RC car. It's crazy though. It's like, remember when everyone was like trashing everyone's Teslas because they were pissed off at Elon Musk? The thing has like 30 cameras on it, so every time you walk by it, you're on camera. So all those people were on, like, recorded. Mm-hmm. So like, we were like my brother's car. Like, we're not even at the car, and he gets an alert. Oh, someone's walking by my car, and he can see him.
there was a Tesla in a parking garage next to my work truck, and I just kept like bumping it with my butt. Every time I did, there was a big eyeball on the screen looking around.
What the hell?
No, the technology is cool though. I mean, it maps the roads. It's got like on the screen, it'll show like almost like drawings. Like, it even picks up like the cones, the type of car you're near, and it's like smart. So it learns like your commute and where you drive. So it starts memorizing it. So when you even have like the not fully automatic, but like the semi-automatic, which is like, if you put in your address, it'll drive you home from work, or it'll come pick you up. Like, if it's raining, it'll come pick you up at the front of the grocery store if you don't want to walk out.
Hey, Grouch, isn't the Ace Spark, basically a sports car? I mean,
what is
it? It's a one-seater
Japanese electric hypercar with extremely rapid acceleration. But so the question that I posed was production vehicles.
Yeah.
Production vehicles.
You want to compare apples to apples here, right? So the faster production vehicles, the Rimac Nevera R is the fastest accelerating production car ever built, with a 0 to 60 in around 1.66 seconds.
Dude, yeah, that's
besting the Tesla Model S's Plaid 1.9 to 2 second time.
Yeah, that's what I was driving. That's what I'm telling you. It's freaking insane how fast it is.
Steering wheel.
The Plaid. You were driving a Plaid.
I don't know what it was. It was Tesla S.
Well, no. So the that's S is the, yeah. that's not the Plaid. The Plaid's got dual motors in it. The S doesn't. The Plaid is like ridiculous.
Well, I don't know. All I know, I've driven a lot of different vehicles, and I haven't driven anything that comes close to it.
Well,
with the accelerate, with the speed zero. But the other thing with these electric vehicles is 0 to 60, and then 60 to 100 or 120 is the same torque. It's difference.
All the same curve. There's no change in curve where you you get a transmission.
If you're doing 60 in your car and you floor it, you're not going to have the same torque you're not going to go 60 to 120 as fast as you did 0 to 60. Well, in a Tesla, you do. And right. I mean, I've never even heard of this thing. Is this like a car you can buy?
The Remax? Yeah, but it's like $3 million or something.
Yeah. Hey, it's a drop in the bucket.
Same with the A-Spark and the McCurdy Sperling. Those are production vehicles. You can buy them.
Legally drive them on the road.
Even the Bugatti is fast.
We'll be doing a Patreon, GoFundMe, so we can get a few of these on here the show. Hey, we'll test drive.
I don't think anyone won Powerball. It's got to be it's going to be like almost $2 billion.
Although my wife was saying somebody from New Hampshire,
Derry won a
million or something like that. Yeah,
still couldn't buy one of these cars for that.
Which if you do the take home on a million, it's like $630,000. So it's like, okay.
Well, okay. If I win the $2 billion lottery, I'll get it. Well, all three of us will get one of these.
Give me a truck.
All right.
What am I getting? A fucking dump truck? Jesus Christ.
I'll just take the money so that I can soup up my truck. If you want to have a supercar race, right? Here's an interesting little tidbit. The airfield in Rochelle, Illinois, when planes aren't flying, right? Say it's a weather day and planes aren't flying, there's a guy that goes out there with supercars and drag races on the runway.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it's cool. Like to sit there and watch these cars just go.
Well, you can go and drive if you had a sports car or whatever, you can go up to Loudoun and race on their road course. And I had a guy who was the CFO of a company I worked for, and he used to have in his trunk and in the back seat 4 slick tires for his Ford Taurus show. Remember this show was like souped up one? And he would drive to work and he'd have like the slicks and the rims in the back seat, one in the front seat and one in the trunk. And then after work, he'd go up to Loudoun and put the tires on and cruise around. Mm-hmm.
SHO, super high output.
Yep.
Yeah.
Previous Winnebago go ludicrous speed. Yes, you have, Mike. Shall we call you Barf or not?
I can't wait. I mean, wait till they make like the Indy cars just electric or the Formula One electric.
They're light enough as it is right now. I don't think they'll be wanting putting batteries in them, but it's insane.
Yeah, well, if they wreck, they'll just explode. That's probably what they'll never do. And NASCAR is going to have a problem because Ford is not making a car anymore. The only car that they're making is the...
I thought they relaxed that rule.
Yeah, but they still have... It's stock car racing, so you have to have something. Well, like, what are you going to race? You're going to race like a Ford, like an SUV?
Well, it used to be, like the rule used to be that I understood is like you had to have a production car that was, in the stock category that allowed you to be able to race.
Yeah, you just have to have the body. The body has to, but if you don't make a car and you're making only SUVs, what do you do?
I don't know. Buick hasn't made a car in a while either, and they're still in it.
Buick? No, they're not.
No, they're out. I thought they were.
Now they have got like Toyota does the Camry.
I can usually erase the Camrys. It'd be like the Honda Class Rice.
There's nothing stock about a stock car except the body. And even the body's not stock. But you have to have a baseline to go off of. So if like none of these companies, if you look now, there's very few cars out there. Everything is like a hybrid kind of SUV or truck, Jeep.
Yeah.
So
it is not anything that resembles what it used to resemble those days. So
you can't go buy a four car. Some of the Buick, I've seen a lot of Buick like SUVs. They're pretty nice. Like I always think of Buick like your grandpa's car.
It is.
Yeah, but some of the stuff that they have maybe I'm just getting old, but I was like, oh, that's a nice looking car.
Dude, you are just cementing yourself in for that position in this group here.
I'll be driving a Buick. Yeah.
Paul will be taking off his shirt, still flexing, and Todd's like, oh man, I got gas.
I let one of our friends' son drive my Jeep yesterday because he really wanted. He goes, can I drive a Jeep? And he was impressed. He goes, whoa. He goes, this is a lot faster than I thought. I'm like, yeah, it's because it's a hybrid. I go, if you get like a regular Jeep, they don't do shit. But they're coming back out with the 891 again.
They 891 the, or the you or, mean the 392
or whatever they call it. I'm thinking the radio.
They're not coming out with an 891.
I was like, wait a minute. Yeah, Jeep is making radios now.
Because remember,
the Jeep is selling amateur radio.
Remember they put the Hemi in it. Like, who the fuck would put a Hemi, a V8 Hemi, into a Jeep Wrangler? Does it come with the wheelie bar kit?
I don't know, dude. It's heavy enough that it doesn't, you know, I don't know how we turned it into a car show tonight, but
they're bringing out a new one and it's going to be like 20 grand cheaper. Like, I think the old ones were like starting at 100 grand. This new one, I think, is starting at 80.
Not the sidebar, but you ever look at America's 4x4 or American? Oh, shoot. It's 4x4 America. Right. AW. Damn it. They make American 4x4 elephant motor. The elephant's in AMW, America's Most Wanted, is what I was thinking of. They create like Jeeps and stuff like that, but they stick like, you know, the 1,000 horsepower elephant motor in a Jeep. Not stock by any stretch, but yeah, the thing is, you know, overbuilt.
Well, Cletus McFarlane took one of those Dodge Rams. Which model it was. Cut the back off of it, made a T-Rex. Straight cab, and put a elephant motor in it. Oh yep. My God,
T-Rex! That thing was insane.
Yeah, the T-Rex. Yeah, but they put a elephant motor into it, and I was like, oh my God,
1,100 horsepower of the wheels.
Yeah. Pickup truck.
On a pickup truck.
Tiny little pickup truck. Mm-hmm.
Make the Geo Tracker great again. Yes, Mike. We might.
Throw a Cummins turbo diesel.
Oh, dude, that'd be awesome. That thing would be, you'd watch the frame just go crack like a peanut. All right. Well, enough of this.
All right. So, Eric, what'd you do this week at Ham Radio? Besides,
did we do Paul?
No, we didn't do Paul.
We're skipping orders.
I know. Well, that's because Tortoise passed it to you. Yeah, so, you know.
So I'm just going with the flow.
Okay. Well, you know, flow it over to Paul.
All right, Paul. Well, we know what Eric.
All right. Well, yeah. Let's see. This week in Ham Radio, I conducted my first remote session for Ham Radio testing. Let's see. We did the Shack Roast for those that missed the 5 hours of yeah, nonstop fucking hilarity.
Mm-hmm.
That's gonna, dude, that is gonna make some of the greatest shorts ever.
Oh God,
that's all I gotta say.
Well, you have enough
material
to do a whole year's worth.
Five. Somebody pointed out in the chat though. So wait a minute. No, you like 5 freaking hours, but last was, you said it was only 4. So we literally only went one more hour than we did last year.
So next year I should plan for 6? Is that what 6. You're saying?
Yeah, exactly.
Yep. We might have to start this earlier.
Load up your whole afternoon.
Be like 10 years from now, all right, the 24-hour Shack Roast.
Well, what, not to cut Paul off of it, but what should have really happened was is that we should have had enough in the categories that we had like one or two from each category. So we would have had a total of like 6, you know, actual entrants, you know, from each of the categories, but we just didn't have enough. So we did all 9.
Yeah. We had a solid plan and we didn't have the entries that we were hoping for.
Right.
Although, I mean, from the chat last night, it seems like we're going to have an influx of a lot more entries next year.
Mm-hmm.
So that'll be good.
I think Tim's video was awesome. I just got to say that just like Tim Shack, the whole thing is like, it's always got to be at the end. Honestly, it really does.
It should be.
That video and what he did and how he, I mean, it was just classic.
You know, he's definitely going to amp it up next year. I mean, Grouch obviously got world, you know, popularity, but, you know, we'll have to see him on a screen somewhere.
I can't wait to get that coming in.
I can only imagine what that photo was going to look
like. Somebody actually Googling, what would be, make a really good slow scan TV image? And up pops Paul.
Man wearing...
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer in a kilt. Yeah, that was definitely going to go, you know, especially if people can't stitch it together the right way. That's going to have to come in a couple of different times because it'd be an interesting pattern. Anyway, but yeah, so back to you, Grouch.
So, I mean, otherwise, I didn't do a whole lot other than planning my new Christmas light antenna. All the parts should be in tomorrow. Cool. So I'm going to... My plan for tomorrow is to get a couple jumps in early. It's supposed to be 86 degrees tomorrow. So get a couple jumps in and then string up the Christmas lights.
Sweet. Finally, we're going to get you on the air. Hopefully. Knock on wood. Awesome.
All right. Eric, how about you?
All right. Well, outside of just doing Bruin Activate on Friday, which turned out to be really good, I think a lot of folks were really excited to see more on POTA.news, and we'll probably see a lot more stuff from that. So I'm looking forward to kind of working with Perry on that one.
And Shannon, we'll miss
Perry,
you.
Not Gary.
Exactly. He's the other brother, Gary.
Shannon won't be... We're going to miss
Shannon
her.
Says you are full of sheet because she just texted me saying that, you know, whatever Todd says is an utter lie. I believe her. She says she'll be here on Friday, next Friday episode and with bells on. So,
wow. And you fired her.
I did not. She said nothing of the sort. Mike, please go back and, you know, write the transcript up. Not you, Mike, the N2MAK Mike, since you're in team replay there. We need a transcriber, someone who can go through all of our videos and catalog all of the things we say. So, you know, we can go back properly and quote. We're getting there. So, yeah, outside of that.
Mike, I just gave you all 10s.
Yeah, you did. Of course.
I did.
Ask Kisser.
He's always got my back. I'm like, you clowns.
See, Mike is the mafia, and Todd is just making sure his payment is making sure he's getting into the right hand so he has protection in the neighborhood.
Wow.
But,
He is from New York.
He's from New York, right, 40. Exactly. So, you know, you see the parallels? He's Don Corleone, brother of, you know.
Are you stupid or something? I'm as stupid as a stupid does.
All right, well, enough about me. I heart tard. Yes, you do. With that, let's kind of get into tonight's topic here a little bit. We're a little bit loose, you know, kind of in the format today, as always, because I think, you know, we just came off the shack roast, like we had said last night. And, you know, both Paul and I had done live streams on Friday. So we've had a lot of, airtime, we'll say, and all of it great.
It's
all
been a
fun.
Busy weekend.
Yeah, it has. I mean, it's one of those, you know, where we just start on Friday and look at the watch and go, holy shit, it's Sunday. And did we really do anything today? So, Tortoise was, you know, we obviously logged in to do this stream. He was still asleep at his desk. So, you know, he just kind of rolled in, like we said, from the shack roast there.
And I didn't get much sleep.
No, I can imagine, dude, you had an hour and a half.
If that, and then my alarm... I wanted to make sure, like, I'd wake up, so I had my phone alarm, and I never used my phone. It was so freaking loud, it almost gave me a heart attack. I was like, holy shit. I was like, oh, it's only 2:30. Fuck.
Oh, man. Yeah, that's painful.
But I'll tell you, that's the best time. If you don't mind getting up that early, there's literally, it took me from my house to
the airport,
door to door, exactly 1 hour.
Oh yeah,
it's about what it was when I took my son to the airport at like.
And there's no traffic. There's nothing. It's great. So,
I'd advise it. But tell them to fly out of Manchester next time.
Yeah, trust me. Well, you know what they do is they screw me and my brother. So my brother lives in Huntington Beach, and he, like, you can fly into Orange County, which is a little easy airport, right? Like you literally, you walk out and the car's right there. It's great. I told him, I said, take the flight to Seattle. You get off the plane. There's only one other gate. You go right there and then you hop on that one and then you fly 40 minutes down and then you're 10 minutes from my brother's house. Oh no, they got to fly to LAX, which is not that far from his house, but with the 8-lane highway, bumper to bumper traffic 24 hours a day, it takes like an hour and a half, 2 hours. And he's like, why the fuck does mom and dad pick LAX? I'm like, I don't know.
All, you torture them as kids. That's their just return and satisfaction that they know they get to see you.
I had to go over there because they needed to quote unquote print their tickets. Well, JetBlue doesn't have an option to print your tickets because it was already on their phone, but they insist that they will not use their phone to go on the freaking plane. So I took pictures of, I Snapchat it and saved them as pictures. I had it on their wallet. I had it in their files. And then I took a screenshot and printed it, even though it was like kind of blurry. I said, this may not work. It may work, but if you can't, just go to your wallet. It's right there.
Nope.
We want it printed.
Old school. Give me the paper. All right. Well, enough of the air flight, although I'm sure, as we near Christmas, most people might be traveling. So you'll get your own level of pain.
Damn place.
I'm only driving down to down to Mass. So I think I can handle that. But with that, we're going to kind of, do a little quick review. We're getting towards the end. By the time this airs, it will pretty much be the last week in December. So we're just getting right into the new year. A whole bunch of awesome, great stuff coming up, obviously, with us for 2026. But we figured, we're going to share some of our best moments, some of our not so best moments, and just talk about, our 2025 year in review of Live Free and Ham and kind of adjacent. So, I'm going to leave it here. Tortoise, you're here for comic relief, as like we said. So, feel free to throw in. But anybody got anything episode-wise or something, they want to kind of share off the top of your head?
Well, I'm just going to say the 24-hour POTA, that was a blast.
Yeah, I have to agree.
That was a good time, and I hope it's something that we continue on and it grows and people just have as much fun.
And we keep shovels away from, how old is Miles?
He was digging trenches.
Well, no, he also buried the slider for my stove on the camper was open. And I just realized yesterday, the day before, I opened up the slider and it went crunch, 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 crunch. And I went, what the hell is that? And it's just filled with rocks and sand where he was just throwing it. I was like, no.
Well, you did tell him to drain your
yeah, but I didn't tell him to throw dirt at my damn trailer.
Okay.
He's a good kid, though. He's a good kid. He had a blast. It was a really good time, from minute one that I got there and I got a fuck you from Paul. It was on. It was just awesome. So,
If Grouch was under the weather that whole entire weekend, it probably would have sucked because we wouldn't have had the Grouch flair throughout most of the evening and into the next day.
having my buddy Adam come up and just come up and hang out and, and getting the fire going and pissing off Todd because we didn't use his stove. And
I didn't care about that. I was just like, why the fuck did I bring this thing?
Because we didn't know Tortoise was bringing his.
I made an extra trip. Like, I had to go back home to get that thing and bring it back. I was like, we didn't even use it.
Mm-hmm.
Burned a couple hundred pounds of damp wood. We're good. Yeah, that wood burnt good. It did. I know I was giving Todd a rash about that, but the wood did burn, and there was none left on Sunday morning. So.
Yeah, we had good food. I mean, that storm that came by, though, that was fucking
nuts. That was insane.
Dude, blowing everything off like that. It was crazy, but, it's good memories.
Yeah. Well,
we learned. We know what we have to do now. And, thank God for the random wire right there, Mike. We had the random wire. Saved the whole weekend.
Well, outside of Grouch starting most of the weekend, I think Mike took the, you know, the next second place with his legs for sure. I mean, that was always kind of the conversation piece, and we have pictures to prove it. So,
and commentary,
boy, do we ever.
And then what about N2MAK Mike and trying to do his first contact with a satellite, and then the fucking battery dies. We're trying, it's like the second round, and it's as clear as day, 5-9, and all of a sudden, just like he's about to talk, and it's like nothing, dead.
I'm like,
yeah. No,
like, to learn.
What the fuck? Anyway, it was a lot of fun. Izzo came up, which was cool.
All right, cool. Yeah, what do you got, Grouch?
So when I went back on the last year, right, because obviously, you know, things kind of blur after a while. Mm-hmm. I think one of the coolest things that we did this year was we had some phenomenal guests. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, like just going back, you know, we had Kermit come on and talk about his books in the Prepper Pete series. You know, we had the Soda Girls. What was it? There was something else that I had seen. I was like, Hillbilly Hams. Like,
yeah, I was gonna say, we
had some phenomenal guests on this year. AC1RH and Ham Radio Crusader, and like, I mean, we had a whole bunch of really good people on.
So if you had to pick your top three, who would they be? And not in any order, so you don't insult anybody. And not to put you on the spot, but.
Yeah, I really liked, you know, Kermit, and what he's doing, you know, because it's the mission, right? Hmm. And so I really appreciate that. The Soda Girls, fantastic. You know, organization and you know, drumming up the support and getting the other YLs into the hobby. And then I guess it'd be a kind of toss up between, you know, like towards the end of the year when we had we had Ziggy, we had Hollywood, we had Ham Radio Crusader, you know, AC1RH. We had so many great guests just in the last couple months.
Yeah, so 100%. Yeah,
I'm gonna put a shout out to the Hillbilly Hams, because when I do POTA, almost every time since they've been on, I work Shannon all the time. Like, it's crazy. And I've worked her in different, like when I'm down south to when I'm up
she's
here
everywhere.
It's awesome, because I always like oh, Shannon again. And then like when she doesn't get on, she doesn't reach, you know, I miss her. I'm like, oh, I can't believe Shannon couldn't hear me today, because I figured she's just waiting for me. Mm. So,
yep.
But yeah, we've had some awesome guests. And, you know, I think the bringing the, having the guests bring their expertise or what they're focusing on and getting it into the, out there, you know, on YouTube, on the podcast. And I think it's just great, because, I mean, that's what we started this whole podcast for, was, you know, promoting ham radio and what we love to do. So
ham radio adjacent too. Yeah.
What?
Ham radio adjacent too as well.
Yeah.
I mean,
we
didn't talk about.
Yeah, we talked, but I mean, I just think it's great. I mean, and we've made a lot of cool friends, and you know, even though maybe we haven't met them in person and stuff, but they, you know, we've been on the Clubhouse a few times, which has been fun.
They still invite us on.
Oh, I know. No,
that's been we're obviously doing something right.
And you know, once we went on there the first time and Izzo was talking about us, that's really when this podcast, I think, kind of got its little boost to kind of get out there. And I think that's where we got enough people that the 24-hour POTA was a success, because we had people coming from all over. It wasn't just like our club and local people. I mean, we actually had more outside our area and not from our club that showed up there than our club members did, you know, our local club. Yeah. So, but yeah, it was a lot of fun. And, I just hope we keep doing it and we keep, we keep getting more guests, and I hope we have the guests that we've had on. I hope they come back and either update or just come on and
go ahead. I obviously asked Paul the same question. What would you rank your top three?
Well, of course, the Hillbilly Hams.
Yeah.
I feel like I just want to go down there and do some POTA with them. Like, I really want to go down there. I'm like, when are we going to North Carolina? Because Zach was going to have a baseball tournament, and one of them was in North Carolina. I was like, oh, I'm like, that would be awesome. But no, we're going to Ohio. I don't know. I thought, God, there's so many. I mean, I'm going to get the years mixed up, too.
Okay. I'll let you know if you're in the 2025 or not.
That's why I went back through the catalog.
Yeah, I do.
Let's see. I think, what Marvin did with his, I like that. I thought that was a cool project. The
Winter Field Day?
The Winter Field Day. And then what Michael did with what is the alternative?
Photo store?
No, not the ARRL, like the thing that he's, what is it called?
POTA Gear Online, you're talking about?
No, no.
His brother?
No, when he talked about, he's the president of the alternative to ARRL.
NAR.
I couldn't think of the name of it. But I thought that was kind of a cool, because it was different than, it has a different kind of agenda, and I thought that was really cool. And it's a lot of work that they're doing. So I like that, too. Yeah, thanks, Mike. And let's see. And, of course, the POTA King. I mean, I had to like that guest because I was part of that trip. That trip was awesome, dude. I'm telling you, if you guys get a chance to go out with him and go to that Eagle Island, it's a lot of fun. Like, it's an adventure. It's probably the most adventurous POTA I've ever done. And I was just going down. I'm like, I hope I don't fall in. I hope I don't capsize this kayak. And all he's telling me is like, there's really not a good place to dock. And I'm like, it's a freaking island. And he's legit. There's really not a good place to dock on that place. But it was a blast, and we had a really good time. And he's a great host, because he had it down pat with the tides and everything. And we just showed up and hung out with Sean. And that was, I met him at Tornado Porto, and then I talked to him in the mornings a lot. He's up in Maine or wherever he's going, and we're getting him on the Epson repeater. So we've had a lot of conversations on our morning commutes, or at least my morning commute. He's already up and going at 5. Right. So that's kind of cool. So like I said, I mean, for me this year, it's like we met a lot of people, through the podcast, through 24 Hour POTA. And it just feels like it's almost like the ham radio community is getting tighter for us. We're starting to get to know more and more people and learning more and more stuff. And a lot of times when we have when we have like these guests, like I just sit there and absorb it all in. I'm taking notes, and then I go back and see what we like, if I missed something, just to see if I didn't understand something. And like I said, a lot of knowledge out there. So hope this year, 2026, is as exciting. And anyone who wants to ever come back, or they want to update, or even do their same thing again with a new spin to it, I mean, more than welcome to.
Because I think we always leave the door open for everybody, pretty much.
Just ask.
Dave K. Booty, he took the offer up when we asked him to be a guest for the Shack Roast and stuff like that. So, Tortoise, you got any episodes that really ring your wet your whistle, as they say, that you can recall, or do you listen to our podcast at all? Do you know what podcast you're on right now?
No. The Clubhouse.
Bob, that is not ever going to happen. Diane will never get her ham radio license ever. So you got to go back a few episodes to hear that already over.
Listen, Bob, she just will not. She doesn't. Every time I tell her, like, I might get excited. Like when I first hit, Australia, I was so excited. I'm like, holy shit, I was talking to people in Australia. She goes, well, I could talk to people in Australia. I could just call them up. That's her attitude.
Yeah, see that when I hit that live stream that we did, and I hit Japan on 10 meters, I was like, holy shit, that's so cool. And it's like, I tell the wife, she's like, oh, cool. you want to go clean up that dog shit in the corner?
You know, that's the kind of your wife and my wife seem like they'd get along just fine.
You know, it's like she sees the usage of it. She understands the usage of it, but it doesn't trip or trigger even. But the skills that I have that have kind of by osmosis, I guess. During COVID, she was at the Big E with the National Guard and a bunch, and she knows how to use a radio. Mm-hmm. And she's like, "Oh my God, I didn't realize I actually absorbed that much." So yeah.
It's funny, like my wife Diane, she's 100% supportive. Like she's actually better than probably most wild. Like she doesn't, like I say, yeah, I'm going to go buy my Flex radio. And it's just how much it costs. She's like, okay. Like, really?
Like, she's like
what,
Dave.
Like what else?
Just and she become
told,
friends with her.
And then she told me, she's like, she goes, if you get me a new kitchen, you can put up a tower. That's the deal.
We're still open for that day.
But you know how much a kitchen costs, right? Like, I need to literally hit the lottery.
Dude, you are wasting time. The products are getting more and more expensive by the day.
Oh,
dude,
my God.
Put it in today.
I can't afford it. I'll get out of the kitchen. I'll have nothing left to get the tower.
That's not your problem. It's her problem because she's the one who allows you to do that. You just have to figure out how to mortgage the house or, you know, sell off her kitchen.
She's super supportive of it. And, you know, and like Zach, you know, my youngest, he's sick. I don't know what's going on with him. He was fine. He went to baseball this morning, did the work, and he came out and he's wicked sick. He was puking. He's coughing all day.
Glad and we're like, on live stream.
What?
Glad we're not together.
Yeah. Oh yeah. So he's like half asleep, like, and he wakes up at like 7. He goes, "Dad, the podcast. You got the podcast." Like he's reminding me that I got the podcast. I'm like, "It's only 7, buddy." I go, "I got another hour, half hour, 45 minutes. He goes, "All right, don't forget. You got to get on that podcast." So he's curious about it. And
make
he likes
money, Dad.
I can't get him. Like, I tried to get him into understand Meshtastic. And I said, you know, you could have one of these and carry it around. And like, you could probably like, you know, we could get you one with a screen. You could probably use it in school with your friends since you're not allowed to have phones. But it doesn't say you can't have Meshtastic. Right? Because they can't have phones in New Hampshire anymore. It's like a state law.
Rule. Yeah.
Wow.
But imagine you get the kids. I could get the whole middle school using Meshtastic texting each other and drive the school crazy.
That would, you see the little T-1000 running radio around the school.
Huh?
The little T-1000.
Yeah.
Everybody's got a little T-1000.
or basically what's the T-deck? Not the T-deck. Yeah, exactly right. Everybody's looking like, wow, why are we getting back to the BlackBerry days?
But I'm telling you, I guarantee you, if I did that and those kids learned that they could text and not violate, then the teachers couldn't take it away from them. Yeah. I'd get that whole school district would be into hammering. At least they'd be into Meshtastic.
Just get a foothold. That's all you need.
So here's a question for you guys. I'm curious. We've obviously had some, we'll say, passionate episodes where, Grouch or Todd get fired up over stuff. any episode that triggers well for you, or topic that we talked in those episodes that trigger that, you know, you either don't want to go back to, or, you know, you just were like, hey, we're good with this. Let's just move on.
I think
I thought it was hilarious that the show that Todd and I did has 63 views.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow. Nobody wanted to watch that.
I can't believe that. I'm really bummed out about that. I thought that was a good show. Well, yeah, I think
62 of those were Mike's.
I think the ARL trash show, that kind of scared me afterwards because I was like, this isn't going to go good. They might boot us out of the club. They might boot us out of ham radio.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we got fired up on that one. Okay.
But it was legit. I still stand by what we said.
I don't think any of those shows that we did anything that would say, that wasn't like already out there and people knew about it. So I think we did a great job kind of covering that. And, you know, from a standpoint, we just put our honest opinions out there and take it or leave it for whatever it's worth. And I so far people keep coming back. So they must've liked our opinions, but Yeah, no, Mike, we're not going to do that. I'm not even going to mention that. So you can keep that in the chat quiet.
Jesus.
I would have to say the episode where we did GeoCities called and they want their crappy club website back. That was one of my favorites, I think. I got, we'll say, a lot of criticism offline about it. Nothing related towards the show or nothing in any of the show, you know, chat or anything like that. But a lot of people were like, wow, that you guys really, really ripped a lot of websites a new one. And I'm like, dude, they deserved it. I mean, it was like, it needed to be done. It needed to be worked on. It needed to be fixed. And yeah, a lot of people are like, yeah. Well, yeah, I agree. You could have done it a little bit nicer. I'm like, no more nice guy. Let's just be honest.
I think our strong suit is just ripping on people. And
why do you think we do the shack roast?
Right? Shack roast, websites, clubs.
You know, T.O.'s doing white elephants and gifts giveaway. We're just ripping into people's shacks. So. We mentioned hillbillies, so I think we should shed a little light on the hillbillies. You know, what's your take there, Paul, on, you know, some of that interaction with those guys and them reaching out to us and making us honorary members, which I thought was like a total, like, you know, I don't know, explode my head kind of feeling moment. But what's your take on it?
Yeah, well, I mean, I think we definitely need to have them on again. Because, yeah, and 100%, like, I share the sentiment that, I still have a great sense of pride in being an honorary hillbilly ham, you know, like, because I specifically asked them, how do I become a member of your club? And they were like, well, we're not actually taking membership.
I know.
And then, you know, the next week we're honorary members. Like, that was really, really cool. Yeah, and I'm proud to be a hillbilly ham.
Me too. I never think I'd ever say those words and say I'm proud to be a hillbilly and then put ham after it. But yeah, I definitely think
You know what I think it is? I think it's like our idea of ham radio and stuff is kind of like what they did, right? Like, they just were like, whatever, we're going to just start our own thing and we're just going to go and have fun doing ham radio. And I think that's like what our philosophy is. It's like, yeah, we just want to go out and do ham radio and have fun doing it. And it was like, enough with the political crap within clubs and stuff, and they just got their group and they're just killing it. So I think that's kind of why I liked that whole segment and them, and why I want to just go out there and work some parks with them. I think it'd be a blast.
Yeah. So. I definitely think they are a great group of people. They're down to earth. They 100% understand exactly the hobby and how to bring people in and, you know, get rid of all the bullshit in between and just have fun with it. And, right. You know, the fact that, you know, we didn't think about it beforehand, not that we could kind of fit it into Liffrey and Ham, but they stole the overall idea. Like, that just alone for me is like perfect. And then they just complimented even more by like making it shirtless. And it was like, this is just couldn't be any better. So yeah, I applaud those guys. They are so awesome to make contact with them every time on the air. But they are definitely, you know, going to be long-term friends of the show. And
yeah, they make me feel famous like you guys, because Shannon recognizes, hey, Todd.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Every once in a while they pick up on us. So yeah, definitely. Definitely good to see.
They're the only ones, like, everyone else doesn't know me. They're like, oh, who's that guy? Is Eric, yeah, Mike. Is the Grouch with you?
No,
he's not.
They know better than not to ask that. They're going to wait for Florida.
Yeah.
Mike, are you looking for a job, Mike? Because if you want to be able to like line up guests for us, you know, the position's wide open. We're happy to kind of, you know, have you be the ship director coordinator.
Oh yeah. I mean, he's been chiming in all night. Like, oh, what about these people? What about these people? What about these people?
Yeah. And funny, he mentioned
M2MAK, the new booking agent.
Right.
He's upgraded from the Waldorf and Stetson position to, you know, now a ship director. Yeah, right. Black Swamp. I can't remember her name. Why am I forgetting her name? Oh man, is she redhead? She's gonna be. We're conversing with you know, in the 2026 year, right around February, we're gonna have All the Wiles on again for a Women's Day in February. But we're gonna be talking ham radio, and you know, it's gonna be really fun. So we've got Shannon lined up. I can't remember the guest from Black Swamp. Brenda. Thank you, Mike. Brenda, we've got Shannon, K1YL. We've got Ellie Marie from she's on frequency. So yeah, it's gonna be a great lineup. So you definitely want to make sure you catch that coming in February. So yeah, good stuff coming up. Great ideas, Mike. I've already jotted them down. So we'll make sure we get them in the roster there and bring them on, because all of them are great guests and great people in the ham radio hobby. Mm-hmm. So good on that. Any other episodes that just, always ring, that we'll say put you over the edge? Like you just were not over the edge in a negative way, but you're like, wow, I never thought that would take off. I never thought that would be that popular for you. Or just, resound strong, once we finished it with it, you were like, wow, that was just like the best episode.
Wow. Don't everybody jump in at
all
once.
All of them suck. Got it. I can start if you guys want to go through the catalog here.
I was curious as to sorting the catalog out of based on popularity.
Yeah.
And so in the top four most popular videos, my ham diary is number two on the real problem with local clubs.
Surprise, surprise.
But the top three most popular videos were from last year.
Yep.
And so the next one in line that's from this year was Evolving the Airways, What Ham Radio Could Become. Mm. So obviously that was a really good resonant one with people. And then Linux in the Ham Shack, I think that's just over a year ago.
Yep.
So I think that was still a 24, but
yeah. And they were live. We did a live stream with them too. So I think that was, not as like that was added in, but we had them on a live. Maybe not. No, you might be right. It might be just a regular episode, man. Like I said, I'm doing the same thing. It's like, they all blend and I'll have to look. Huh? Okay. Todd, you got anyone you're throwing there? But interesting. I was actually doing that sort myself here. The one episode that stuck out for me was the Please Copy one. You remember we were talking about Mike Fright? That was like, I think for you specifically, I've never seen someone so like, oh my gosh, like this just like clicked. And like, it was a great, like encouraging episode, but at the same time, both you and I kind of walked away. And even I think, Todd, you were part of that one, or was that just you and I can't remember if we were.
Nah, yeah, Todd was there. That was the Eclipse weekend.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. Yep. Wow, man. It all blends together. Okay. So
my brain is, I can't remember, honestly. Like next week, I'll probably forget about the Shack Roast. My memory's just going to you got to like spark my memory. Don't ask me like, so do you remember? I'm like, yeah, I have no idea.
So
I do not recall those situations.
I'm sorry, Dave. I'm afraid I can't do that. So a few in the chat there, Mike, N2MK said he liked Ziggy and Hollywood, which those are the most recent ones that we had when we had both those guys on to talk antennas and coax. Definitely.
I'm kind of concerned that you said that.
What?
What happened?
Oh, there he is.
Yep. Say it again, Todd. I'm concerned. And then you went away. Nope.
Yeah, Todd.
No, your audio died. Audio. Something ate your audio.
Something ate his computer.
We see you.
What happens when you use a Mac?
Oh, no, don't do that.
Come on, don't do that.
Don't poke the bee's nest. Anything trigger your memory there, Paul?
All right, can you hear me now?
Go ahead, Paul,
and then, go ahead, Todd. Okay. Paul, jump back in.
Ziggy is that was what I was going to say. So go ahead, Todd.
I forgot what I was saying. My computer went, it turned everything back to the Mac. See, it was pissed off. It was like, enough of this.
You said you were concerned.
Concerned, and then you stopped.
Oh, yeah, I was concerned that the highest episodes or the most popular were last year and nothing this year, which tells me like we're going in the wrong direction. Like, we should be getting more popular, not less.
Well, It depends on, like, Paul's looking at the actual YouTube views. Those on our podcast numbers. Our podcast numbers are definitely different because we started more podcasts than we did, you know, actual YouTube. Now that we do both, it's, you know, the numbers are for the YouTube side will eventually catch up. But I don't think a lot of people go to the YouTube stuff unless we're talking on an episode and they're listening and they're like, oh, I got to go back and see what the hell Todd did or, you know, what Eric was talking about or whatever. All right. So what we attempted, and I think when we started in 2025, we were all gung ho a little bit with the Ham Diaries thing. But I think we all decided we wish that would get buried because we didn't really do much to it. I know Todd put out his first one, the Ham Diaries. You know, that was a very memorable one.
The condom.
Yeah. Clickbaity, I think.
I tried.
You did fine, man. It was a good one. I think it was your only one you did outside of the
snowboarding one.
Did you post the snowboarding on us or your own channel?
I think I just on Live Free and Ham. I don't think I did on my own channel.
Huh. Okay. All right. Well, yeah. So Todd did those, but you know, what's your take on it, Grouch? I mean, what, you know, Ham Diaries was a good attempt, at least in my mind, but well, I'm curious your thoughts.
I mean, the thing is it's a great concept. Right. And I absolutely loved the idea of it. And I did make several Ham Diary videos. The hard part is it's just adding another level of content creation on top of what, you know, like you and I already have. Mm-hmm. You know, so I think it's especially harder anyways for you and I. Todd, on the other hand, should be able to make all kinds of Ham Diary videos because, like, he only has one channel to push him to.
All right, I'm taking the hint. I will I'll do, you know what, I look at it. Hold on.
Oh no, great, where'd you go? Now his video's gone.
What? He's like, let me get my diary. I got my diary.
I gotta write it down.
There's something under his desk that just ate him.
So there it is. I bought myself, because I really do
a diary?
No, but I bought myself
Dear Diary.
A box that we can't see. What is it? I can't see it. It's too far away.
You can't see it?
What? Oops.
Insta360.
Ooh,
okay. Are you just going to strap this to your head the whole entire time and walk around with it?
Well, no. So what I'm going to do is, you know, I needed it because of Zach wanted me to do, he wants to do like snowboarding videos and stuff. So I was like, all right. But.
So is this like a Christmas gift that he doesn't not need to know about or?
No, this is, I just bought it. It was like Black Friday and it was really cheaper than what I want. I did a lot of research.
Didn't you offer me a 360 camera?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I did.
Why okay. Did you take okay it? I'm just checking.
Why didn't you take it?
Because I don't know. I don't know.
I can't jump with it yet.
Yeah. That's the reason why. So that deal is still on, my friend. So thank you. At least your memory's still good.
I started off, I got the DJI, but now DJI is like fucking banned. So I wasn't going to go buy another DJI because I may not be able to get batteries or parts or whatever. And then I looked at GoPro, and honestly, all the GoPro, all the reviews, and I watched a lot of them, said that they're like falling behind and they don't know when they're going to come. They're supposed to come out with the get caught up and the sensors. So I was like, and this one was cool because it has like this grip that you can put in that like almost looks like an old school camera that you can like grab it. I don't know. I liked it. I said, you know what? This is good. It's got good battery life. The batteries are cheap. So my plan is I can use it also as a, a dash cam,
mm-hmm.
right? So what I was thinking of doing, because the problem with the phone is I don't have a good angle that I can like drive and have the phone going. It doesn't work. So I'm thinking that might work. And then I can just start doing those things and then posting them. And at least it'll be something, because I'll be honest with you, I don't have the time like you guys do to do the channels. I just
like
don't.
We have the time.
Yeah, right.
Well,
dude,
well, you guys are doing it. Like I literally like for an example today, like this is my life. Leaky toilet, right? The freaking the mechanism breaks, right? So I go and buy the new thing. I said, all right, I'll put it together. Now, how long should it take someone to put the flusher, take the old one out, put the new one in, right?
About 20 minutes. Half an hour.
Yeah, exactly. I'm on 4 hours. Not that I didn't put it in right or I didn't do anything, but the fucking thing leaks and it keeps leaking. It keeps leaking and it's leaking from the bottom of the tank. And I've tried everything. And I'm like, you know what?
Leaking the tank.
So you know where you connect the tank to the bowl
to the base, yeah.
That's where it's leaking, and I have no idea why.
Just get a wax seal for it. Put it down there, tighten it down. You're done.
No, it's the wet. It's not the bowl to the ground. It's
no. There's a wax seal for the tank to the bowl. There's a
not everyone has a tank or a
seal. Unless you have one,
but not a wax seal.
It's a gasket. So I put the gasket on both ends to try to stop. I'm like, why is this gasket leak? It's brand freaking new.
You can't put two gaskets in. I don't know.
Well, I put one on the bottom, figuring that might help. I mean, it's not leaking a lot, but it's leaking. Like, I can't.
Callers, call in to 978-233-1142 with your plumbing questions.
But my point is like, this should take me literally 30 minutes, right? It took me all freaking day. Right. And this is what my life is like.
Bob Cop wants to know what Diane got out of the, the deal with
the
camera.
She doesn't know I got it.
There we go. Honesty right out the window, my friends. All right. Okay. So,
I mean, like I said, I mean, I'd love to have this, but you know, I see you guys like having to edit and stuff. Like, I can't even learn the extra, let alone learn how to edit videos and, yeah, it's just too much.
Well, Grouch live streams and then disconnects midway through his live streams. You know, dude, just be you.
But I can't even. But Eric, I want to watch your Friday, the coffee one, right?
Well, now you can listen to it on the podcast.
I've watched two of them.
Sure. Right? I appreciate both of them.
But the other times, like, it's because I get to work. I'm like, oh, I'm going to watch this today while I'm at work and I'm going to do all my paperwork. And then all shit breaks out. And yeah.
Put it on in the corner. You could do like what Scout did. He put it on in his background just to kind of hear.
I'm going to need like those Google glasses that I can see the screen just have it.
Right,
that'd be nice.
That would be cool.
In as
I could see that. Honey, what are you watching? I'm watching TV. No, I'm watching YouTube right now.
Yeah. So, I mean, I don't know. I will. I've been thinking about it and I got to just come up. Like, it might just be like me fucking talking about how. Fucking, I just want to retire.
Be a talking head, whatever, enjoy it. Like, I mean, so just on a sidebar,
but.
Yeah, true. Why talk about ham radio when we can talk about ham radio? All right. Well, I think, I'm trying to think of some other episodes that just were. I'll do this. We're maybe thinking of something. Maybe something jogged your memory. So this is, I've been keeping a rolling log for a while on kind of like all of our milestones that we've done in Live Free and Ham, just so, we have something to look back because we all have this CRS issue and we can never really remember stuff where it landed and whatnot. So I figured I got to write these dates down, at least, give us something to feel like, hey, shit, we're doing something. Now, if I look at 2024 and 2025, 2024 was busier. We had a lot more going on, but 2025 doesn't mean that we had less. We just had more complex kind of nuts to crack. One of the big things, we hit 7,500 downloads on the beginning of January, the new year. We already hit like 7,500 downloads, which was unheard of for, our 1 year, just over a 2 year episode. That was one thing. We obviously mentioned in April, we became honorary members. So that's a official milestone for the Hillbilly Ham Radio Club. So that we'll have to visit in April again, to make sure we actually should have the Hillbilly Ham Radio guys on again during that time when we do the recording. That would be cool. That's another one. We hit at that point, May timeframe, 10,000 downloads at that point. So we shot through the roof. So we weren't doing a lot, but people were hearing us a lot and downloading us. So that's pretty cool. And that was only episode 84 when we hit the 10,000 mark. What was the other one? We did the camp out on September 5th and 6th. So I think it overall, though, that was a big thing for all of us. I know Paul did a lot of heavy lifting. Todd did, you know, all of the stuff to help out and, you know, fill in the gaps where he needed to, and he disappeared again. And then, you know, damn it.
That thing had 9 lives. She just spent them all. Yeah,
we ended up doing some kind of minor adjustments and changes and stuff like that for, all of our, you know, other podcasts and stuff. But all that to say, you know, dude, I think I enjoyed the ride, man. It was fun and it's still great. We got some awesome stuff going forward. And, you know, I think it's going to be even that much sweeter next year. Who knows what the heck it's going to bring? I mean, heck, Tortoise keeps coming, hanging out with us, you know.
Could you believe I have been on this show for 2 years?
I know that, and you stuck. I mean, all the fight, like every once in a while, I think you and Todd are just going to explode. The show's just going to disintegrate and it's the end and we're all done. But every day we roll through another week.
It's just, look at Paul and I have a lot of the same kind of ideas and stuff. And sometimes we just clash. It's just fun.
I just like telling Todd he's wrong.
There you go. Now you know the honest truth. So, there we go. I didn't even know K-Booty was in there. Good to see you in there, Dave, in the chat. Thank you again for hanging out with us. I'm glad you're alive. I heard there's no alcohol poisoning. So we should be okay.
That is a good thing.
I mean, outside of that, I think one of the funnest shows that we ever did for me was obviously, and I know not because I just mentioned it was Dave, but having Dave on, he was freaking awesome. I mean, like I the fact that we all dicked around with Meshtastic, but we all looked like a bunch of idiots, never knowing what we were doing, whether we're doing it right, whether it was working, why it wasn't working, why did it fail this week? You know, Dave came on, kind of straightened us out a little bit. You know, I think we still need a lot more training, but he put us on the right path per se in terms of, you know, making sure we had the right equipment. And, you know, he's definitely been awesome to hang out with and he keeps, you know, us fueled on Meshtastic. So, you know, we'll keep plugging away there. I think that was a fun episode for sure. Very technical, more than, you know, we usually talk about.
Definitely.
So,
Frank.
Well, what do we, yes, we all suffer from CRS, Dave, that's for sure. I don't know. So what one thing would you guys, out of all the episodes we did so far, that you'd want to change or do different or anything, you know, are you guys, you know, am I asking a really dumb question? You know, with anything, if you look back at the catalog or any of those moments, anything that, you know, you go, hey, you know, maybe if I did this a little differently.
No. I think the only thing that I would like us to do more of is the host rotating.
Yeah.
Because now, granted, like, I mean, you do a phenomenal job. You are the lead host of this show. You know, but every now and again, like, I like it.
I would love.
Yes, the hostess with the mostest.
I
enjoy running a show every now and again, and. I think we have yet to see Todd run one, right?
No, he's run one, but it was not this year. It was the year before. Yeah, he did one show. Yeah, it was 2023. Yeah, I could go back here.
That's good.
2023, October 27th, Todd did his first show.
What was the topic?
I didn't write it down. Yeah. I'd have to go back and look.
You know, one of the things I think I'd like to do is, like, if we don't have a guest on, I think we should have like a mic coming on, like a what do you call it? Like a guest host.
Appearance.
Yeah. You know, like Mike, the other Mike came by, you know, he was on a couple times and, you know, it'd just be kind of cool. Like to let people in or a Patreon member get on and kind of shoot the shit with us. I mean, I think that would be kind of cool, especially if it's like, we don't have a real agenda of what's going on. I think that would be kind of fun.
Totally.
We'll just take our friends list and start rotating them, you know, be like, all right, this week it's you.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, I think it'd be, if they want to come on, I mean,
yep.
So,
yeah, we'll just have to keep, you know, Shannon, if she does come on, we'll have to separate her and Paul, you know, just so they can't be doing this crappy C thing or whatever they do. Yeah. Dumbass. Crappy little, you know, whatever. So.
Hey, wait. Just because they have a meaningful relationship you know.
She's not there. Doesn't mean
you have to shit to all over it, Eric.
Here you go, Todd.
Whatever. I get you.
Here you go, buddy.
You can't even do white knuckle. No, it's upside down. It's like the yin. That was more of a yin and yang. Yeah. That wasn't a heart. So, yeah, I 100% Grouch agree with the fact that we need to rotate more of the host duties for sure. I don't mind doing it. It's fun. But, you know, as Grouch knows, when you run your own live streams and stuff like that, to be able to just kind of sit back and just be commentary or, you know, humor or, you know, the subject matter expert.
I mean, that's what I do the best.
I love that. But at the same time, I want to do that. I'm tired of having to like.
When Eric and I were doing our kilo, like it was insane. We're trying to do.
That's what a live stream's like.
Right. And he's trying to talk to people in a chat. He's trying to respond to the chat. He's trying to work the QSOs. Then you have to have like all the equipment. If that starts batteries dying or whatever, I'm like, holy crap, this is just freaking ridiculous. Like, you need a team. You need a team of people to have different responsibility. You need the tech guy. You need the chat person.
We need to get Ryan to start being the producer. Right, where he can be in the background and he can just, you know, manipulate the chats and throw the banners up and
who wants to engage him on that conversation?
I'll ask him.
I gotta go. Let me know how that turns out. So yeah, I think you know, bringing on we've talked about it quite often in having some of our Patreon members come on. I think we definitely do need to do a better job in getting people to, you know, invite them in and be part of that. We still haven't done it, our first Patreon only, you know, stream, which it's none of our faults. It's really all of our faults because we all say, yeah, we're going to do it. And then we're like, oh, back head down, you know, back into the grind kind of thing. And we always forget. So we'll try to make a better effort for that, to, you know, for all of our folks that help support the show for sure. You know, in 2026, I mean, you know, all the sky's the limit at that point. The one thing I'm hoping, and actually, did we see, what was our last numbers for total subscribers? Have we gone up and more? Oh, 881.
Okay. 881.
Okay, yep. Cool. Well,
on YouTube? Climbing.
Yeah.
We're climbing.
Oh, wow.
So we finished about midway through the year at right around 600. So, you know, we've added almost close to 200 to 250 so far. So it's good to see that. Love to see that. We'll have to deal with that animal.
I wish people would, you know how they're supposed to contact us on what they want to hear, what they want to see, what they want, what they like about the show, what they don't. Like, I like that.
I think they are. Well, they are. I mean, our chat, Mike's been pretty forward.
Well, are you interested in some YouTube stats?
Sure.
Yeah, fire away.
Okay, so in the last year, we gained 23,078 views.
Wow.
We in the last year, we gained 502 subscribers. And we published 112 videos.
Pretty good.
That's awesome.
And that's actually not a whole entire catalog either. I mean, 112 videos, that's probably what that would be most of.
No, we got 228 total.
Total. So. Okay. So, yeah, minus whatever ham diaries on there. We've done this
228 times.
Some of those are ham diaries too.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Over 200 times. So that's pretty good.
I mean, if you want to know what we do for episodes, we're at like 117 total. So that'll give you a rough number.
There you go.
Any more stats on YouTube there?
No, those are just the basics. The nice thing about having the vidIQ is no matter what channel that you go to, you can see all the channel stats.
Yeah. Very cool. Yeah. We've got, regaining some of our analytics for our podcast, but our podcast has always been strong. We've got a lot of great listeners who pull our podcast down week after week and love listening to us. And I know, actually, do we have any, I don't think we have any reviews, any recent reviews.
I wonder how many people are going to watch it.
Oh,
the chat.
We blew up after October.
Yeah.
So we gained 12 subscribers in October, 104 in November. And so far this month, 160.
Wow. That's awesome.
That is awesome.
Yeah. So that 24-hour photo really kind of that gave our channel some steam.
Even I fucked it up and we still did you good. I mean, imagine if I actually had it all right and it all actually worked the right way.
That's awful.
How many times did we have to restart the freaking live stream?
My God. And it never actually, we know exactly how many times we had to restart the live stream. Look at the live stream, how many live streams there are. That'll tell you how many times we restarted it. Oh man. Imagine if we were successful enough and we kept one long live stream 4 times. Wow. That's crazy. 4 times. And we started right around noontime on Saturday and rolled till roughly 2 o'clock, right? I can't remember when did we end. Must have been like 2 o'clock or something like that.
It was 1 to 1.
1 to 1. Okay. Right. There we go. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So learned a lot, learned how and what not to do in some cases, learned what not to bring, but I think that is going to be even better next year. So I'm going to throw out the plug now. If you're interested in helping out and you know, you want to be part of the 24-hour powder, either come in, or you want to help in a specific area, maybe with the radios, and I'm suggesting the radios and antennas and those selections, then, you know, seek any one of us out here, you know, as the host. And, we'll make sure Mike, you know, puts less suntan lotion on prior to that. So he's, you know, baked a nice little brown color. You know, outside of that, yeah, we always can use the extra help for sure. That's just going to make it that much more, you know, easier for everybody. And at the same time, a lot of Paul and Todd and I to be able to break free and just relax and have fun, you know, without having to worry about whether the live stream's on fire or, you know, our grill is under 4 feet of water or whatever.
Soggy ass pizza.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, God, that was
disgusting. I had to clean that up. That was...
We appreciate you, Torres. Dude, you did an awesome fucking job when it came to taking whatever leftovers we had and making something amazing out of it.
making the breakfast. Yeah.
The breakfast barbecue / I mean, I don't know where leftovers. You were digging deep, but you pulled something together and I didn't have the shits after, so it's an A1 in my book.
That is the defining mark that you did not have the shits later.
Exactly. You know it. That's exactly it. After everything I ate, I had an iron stomach, felt that much better.
I don't know how many freaking what the hell was that? The potatoes there.
God, yeah.
I don't know how many we had left that I just threw on there and started flipping. Jesus, yep. That was crazy. Maybe I'll do that this year.
Yeah, maybe. Well, yeah, we are opening the bay doors wide open for folks to come help and be part of that, and obviously to attend to as well. But we can definitely, you know, use the help in planning and getting organized.
We should probably start planning
now
when we're doing it and where.
True. Yeah, can we get into January 1st? I need to at least get into January. At least I know we're in the new year. And but yeah,
make sure Todd doesn't try to go out and scout for cell phone coverage.
Oh, right.
Repeater coverage.
Both of those actually worked wonderful.
Yeah, they absolutely did.
Well,
we couldn't get our repeater, did we?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, we did.
Yeah, we did.
How come I couldn't get it? I don't understand.
I don't know. Could have been
any failure to deploy.
All good. So, yeah, like I said, we're all going to say this, and if we haven't already, we all thank all the listeners. You guys are the reason why we do this. We love doing this. It's fun. And when we get boring, please tell us in advance so we don't, like, you know, watch the decline happen very quickly. Like, ease us in. Let us know that, you know, hey, you're getting a little old. Hey, you know, you need to change things up. But I don't think it will
stop being a group of sad hams on 80 meters.
Yeah, exactly. If we start to change the title from Live Free and Ham to the 80 Meter Crew, then you know we've gone in the wrong direction. But yeah, we all thank you guys for this because, in essence, it's always amazing from my standpoint. Every day, you know, people listen to us, love us. I'm not ranting. My gosh, not ranting at all. Showing the love here, showing the love, you know, sitting on 5 hour, you know, Shaq Rose streams. My gosh, I can't believe we stayed 31 all the way through. That's just impressive alone in my mind. My wife was like, you had 31 people stay all the way through for 5 hours? I'm like, yep. Those are our listeners. So
those are the diehard fans. They even stayed through Ham Radio Crash Course's light show.
They
stayed
through
that too. Oh yeah.
Wow.
Where he lit up his antenna every year. Yeah, we had we still had 32 through. Not many people dropped. That was a realize that till just now.
Yeah. Very cool. So, and you guys want to throw anything out there last minute? You know,
no. How many?
2026 is going to be a great year.
How many? This is what we're going on our what?
Third year. No, this will be 4 year. Wait, hold on a sec. Let me 1, 2, 3.
We started. We started
2023.
It'll be 3 in June.
Yeah,
3.
And it'll be 3. Off. We started June 5th, 2023. So it'll be 3.
Wow.
Cool. Yep. Yeah. Crazy. Yes, we'll have a field day again without the Grouch.
We could just go down.
I know, we should just go down that way. We'll go down that way.
Yeah, we need to find a just park.
Just show up. We'll be like, dude, we're here. Let's go. What do you got planned?
How about a park?
Radios.
How about a park for field day that we can go to a park so it'll be a POTA and a field day?
Oh, yeah. We've been talking about that forever.
Yeah. That's a sidebar conversation for sure. That is one of those options out there that I know Grouch was even throwing out for Winterfield Day, and he's not going to be up here for it. So, yeah, that ain't happening this year, but that's all right. But
I hope you heard that.
He did. It's all his fault, the reason why Winterfield Day is going to suck this year.
Yep.
I just wanted to make sure he knows it.
You are most welcome.
I know you are, and I appreciate it. All right. Well, with that, guys, thanks again for hanging out with us again. Tortoise tonight is always a blast for sure. And hopefully it was entertaining for you guys. And again, everybody, hopefully you enjoy the remaining couple of days before the new year here as this episode goes live. And with that, we'll look forward to seeing you guys all again in 2026. Oh, you got one?
Okay. I got a for the viewers and the listeners. All right. Drop your favorite episode in the comments.
Yeah.
I'm curious. I want to see what everybody's favorite episode is. So drop your favorite episode in the comments. Let us know which one you liked the best out of this year.
Yeah. Good idea. Yeah. I like that idea a lot. So we'll see.
You guys see up. Mike's legs has got us all our new subscriptions.
Dude, we should, like, you know how in the Christmas Story, the leg, we're just gonna have to make that instead of a lady's leg, make it look like Mike's leg with hair and
make it bright white.
Pair of short bright white. Yeah, that's coming, Mike. We know what sneakers he was wearing.
It's gonna be a t-shirt.
Dude, yes, there we go. That's t-shirt idea.
You must be one of those Italian amplifiers.
There we go. All right. Well, we're going to tie this up in a little bow now.
See you, Bob.
See you, Bob. Thanks again for joining. Thanks again for hanging out with us here at Live Free and Ham and being part of the podcast community. We, again, truly appreciate all you guys hanging out and everybody who supports the show. We can't thank you guys enough. So if you always want to come and connect with us, because we encourage you to come do that, head over to our Discord, join in on the conversation. That link is in all of our show notes and every description. You can subscribe to our YouTube channel if you haven't already to catch all the awesome content over there, and leave us a review. Or maybe you got a question that's burning, in the back of your brain there and you want to get the answer to, give us a call on our voicemail at 978-233-1142. Support the show by joining our Patreon or buy us a beer. And you can always head over to livefreeandham.com to check out all the things about the show, the channel, everything, and get all of our latest information, swag, and stickers and the like. And find out more about the hosts. And thanks again, as always, for listening.
I'm going back to buy us a beer.
You are?
No, I'm just going back to, hey, buy us a beer,
Yes. Wait, we should. I mean, well, we get more out of our Patreons, but buy a spear's not bad if you're the one-timers. So with that, 7-3, folks.